Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know how I'm going to do this without ruining it, but Walking Dead last night was really good. Did anybody not watch it?
No, I watch it.
I don't.
You don't watch it or you didn't watch it last night?
I don't watch it, but I would have watched it because I know that last night Lucille came out and that really good-looking dude from every TV show ever is cast in the show and he's as Negan or whatever.
You think he's a really good-looking dude?
Yeah, the McDermott, not McDermott, I forget his name.
But Dean Morgan?
Yeah, strong chin.
Yeah. The comedian from
that one movie.
The Watchmen, yeah.
He's a lot thinner now.
He's badass now. I also watched a movie he was in yesterday, which I'd seen before, but it was on HBO, is The Heist. With him and Batista,
which is
pretty good.
And De Niro.
And De Niro.
He was also in that movie with Hilary Swank where she had the apartment and he kept on sneaking into her apartment.
Yeah.
And he'd sleep under her bed while she was sleeping.
What a waste of time, Hilary Swank's
all kind of weird stuff.
It was a good movie, though.
It was, yeah, because it was really creepy and it was really like, oh, she's going to find him. No, she didn't find him.
No,
and he was also in Grey's Anatomy.
Well, he was really good in... as Negan in Walking Dead. I don't read the comic or want to skip ahead. Sometimes
it's
I just can't wait.
It's a graphic novel.
What's that?
It's a graphic novel.
Oh, that's what I meant. The comic.
It's a comic book.
Shut up.
last season ended with Negan bashing somebody's head in with a baseball bat.
Yes. Right.
And
had them all lined up, kneeling down with, his guys had guns on him, so they weren't going to move or anything.
Yeah.
And he's walking around with a baseball bat with barbed wire wrapped around it, which is a good move.
And the rumor was that they weren't going to show you who he killed until like three episodes in, which I actually didn't think was so bad because I thought, well, here's where they do a little flashback and give you a how did Negan come to power kind of thing, and
right.
I was cool with that. But then last night, and by the way, I'm not going to spoil it for you. I know I have a history of doing that, but I don't know. I would say there's an 80% chance I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Good luck being on social media and not finding out.
I put out a nice tweet after it was over without ruining it. I just said Walking Dead did not disappoint last night.
Oh, yeah. There were plenty of people that were like, I can't believe so-and-so is dead.
I guessed... Oh, I don't even want to say it now.
But, because we talked about it.
All I'm going to say is that I'm glad what happened.
Yeah.
I won't say it's so hard because there's a little twist. There's some twist.
One more than the other.
Well, see, now you're ruining it.
No?
Because you're now letting people know. You said one more than the other. You're letting people know there was more than one. Didn't say spoiler.
You just did.
You just did it.
No.
You said one more than the other.
You said you were glad what happened, and I said one more than the other.
Yes.
So there could have been two incidents. There could have been a lot of stuff. You're giving it
away. Calvin now ruined it.
You spoiled it.
Two people died last night.
What?
Maybe. I don't know. It could have been a dream sequence.
Well, Maggie's pregnant, right? So would that count as two people? Or, I mean, what state are they
in? The eyes of the law.
Well, I mean, how far along is she, though?
I'm not going to say anything.
It's got fingernails.
It's got fingernails. I even watched Talking Dead last night.
The size of a kiwi.
Because I got home from the improv late, and I thought it started at 10 for some reason, because I thought most AMC shows start at
10. They do. They did it right with Walking Dead, though. They put it on at 9, so people who get up at 4 are able to watch it.
I walked in, and Chris Hardwick was on. I go, damn it.
Yo, get Gal Guayardo's meaty arms off that TV, will you?
Ooh,
I can't watch that this early in the morning.
Her job, guys.
She's not doing her job. Put some sleeves on. You're on TV. Oh, no. Although that girl with no sleeves on the TV is pretty good looking.
Oh.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. 8 is not on my side. I hate Channel 8. I don't hate the whole channel. I just don't like most of the news.
That is Mary McGuire.
Yeah, man. Mary's doing all right with the shoulders. Guardo needs to get back on the dumbbells.
Get the shake weight.
Yeah. The shake weight. Remember that thing? Anyway, you Walking Dead fans, you will not be disappointed.
Oh, so good.
If you didn't watch it yet, you should watch it, and it's good. And it's the grossest episode I've ever seen.
Man. Oh, so they show it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, spoiler.
What?
You spoiled it.
By saying what?
that they show.
You're the one that said two people die.
You just said that they show on you.
It was good. One eyeball is really awesome.
Oh my god, it's the best thing ever. This makes it more awesome.
I forget people could see us sometimes.
Yeah, people could see your racist hand gestures on Bone TV. Let us give some stuff away.
All right.
We've got we got prizes and we got a contest.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Now it's time to play Read My Lips on the Mike Calta Show.
Read My Lips.
Up for grabs, among other things, are tickets to see Bon Jovi, our last pair to see them February 14th at the... what is that thing called? The Amalie Arena.
Mm-hmm.
We are Tampa Bay Lighting. We'll be back here in early November and one again on the road on Saturday.
Very nice.
Where they're just playing fantastic. Vasilevsky in goal. And they only have one loss so far in the season. Great way to start out. All right, who wants to go first here?
I will give first if you want.
I'll receive.
All right.
Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Galvin is giving to Rob. If Rob gets it right, he's got three guesses to see what Galvin is trying to say to him while he is plugged into some very loud music, most likely something along the Blink-182 lines. If he gets it right, you will be the winner. You'll have your choice of tickets, including Bon Jovi. If he gets it wrong, I'm sorry. We'll move along, and we'll find another player. Rob is usually pretty good at this, though.
Yeah, he is.
Galvin is up first three times for Rob. Here we go.
Bill Clinton likes sex.
Bruce Lee is Chinese.
No.
It's a true fact, but no. Bill Clinton likes sex.
Something, 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 a math test.
Nope.
Either way, that's not a winner.
I didn't say something, something, something.
No.
All right, here we go. Last one. Bill Clinton likes sex.
Bruce Springsteen is a lesbian.
Nope. I don't know if that's true or not.
I'm sorry, Michelle. Rob did not come through for you.
It was Bill Clinton likes sex.
Oh.
Carmen, will you come over here to mic three, and then we could have Rob feed to...
I can't.
Why?
Because I have to use my computer for music.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I thought she couldn't because something was going to happen. She was going to have a Malox moment.
King kicked in. All right, so you let me know when your music's kicking. Okay. Rob will feed you. Let me get a contestant. This is Justin. Justin, how are you doing?
Good. Good morning.
All right. Carmen's playing for you. Rob's going to give her three times. If she gets it right, you'll be the winner. You'll have your choice of tickets. Carmen, are you ready?
No.
All right. Let me know when you're ready. Spanish, are you... You can be a backup here.
Yeah, what do you need? What
Carmen
can I do?
Carmen can't get her act together.
Okay.
Hold on, Carmen.
Whoa, I think we need to turn that down.
I just heard I got so high on cocaine.
Yeah, I don't know. There isn't going to be anything else, though.
All right, Carmen, Rob is going to feed Carmen. Here we go.
Ready?
Yeah, Spanish, move your head.
Got it.
They killed Glenn last night.
Ghost lives in a glass house?
No, you're a dick. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Oh, what? I thought... Okay. They killed Glenn last night.
They donuts and lettuce cups?
Yes.
Those
delicious.
Go great together.
Real health nut.
There we go.
They killed Glenn last night.
They eat ice. I don't know.
Sorry. Justin, Carmen has failed you. Rob was, in fact, spoiling Walking Dead last night.
Oh, you gave it away. I just said they killed Glenn. I think
everybody knew what you meant.
Maybe, though. He doesn't know. Rob doesn't even watch it, so he doesn't know.
Yeah.
The Asian guy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.